Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The artist still known as Bradfoe, with the radio version of his daily Odyssey podcast, Baseball Isn't Boring.
Baseball isn't boring.
Baseball is not boring to me.
Baseball is not boring.
It's not boring on a podcast, and it's damn sure not boring on the radio. And either way, it's streaming on the Odyssey app. It's Radio B.I.B. on WEEI.
Let's go. Let's go. Baseball isn't boring. Show. Like we told you before, it's going to be on almost every single week, and Saturdays were very exciting. And yes, yes, big announcement. Big announcement, Joe Braverman, me behind the glass. You ready?
I'm ready. Here's the big, let me hear it.
Joe, you were around a smattering of times last year. But this year, you are all in. You are going to be part of the anchor of this baby. So you must know, when you are excited about the great game of baseball, what do you yell?
McFarlane.
McFarlane! Yes, they're back. They're back. The fine folks at McFarlane sponsoring the Baseball Isn't Boring show. We're so excited. We love McFarlane, and we love screaming McFarlane. So if you call in, and I expect you will call in, 617-779-7937, 617-779-7937, vent, complain, and not analyze, whatever you want to do. All right, you call in. Just if you love talking baseball, then yell McFarlane. Begin the call, yell, give me a good McFarlane, because we'll cut it off, and then we'll put it on social, and you'll be famous. There you go. And so we love the fact that McFarlane's back with us for the entire year at our side. So that's the first big announcement. There's a lot of other big announcements when it comes to the great game of baseball and the Boston Red Sox, which, of course, we're talking about all the live long day here, all the way till 3. By the way, I'm Rob Bradford. I don't know if you know this. You may know me from such educational films as Paint Chips, Delicious But Deadly, and also the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. Subscribe, rate, review, but most importantly, subscribe. You know, this is how it works. I'm going to see my 90-year-old dad today, all right? And what I'm going to do for him is I'm going to take his phone, I'm going to subscribe to the Baseballs and Boring podcast. So when he wakes up every day, he gets every single day, all he has to do is hit the button and it plays awesome interviews. That's all it is. If my 90-year-old dad can do it, then you can do it too. Subscribe to the Baseballs and Boring podcast. I can tell you firsthand experience. I know behind the scenes, I know in front of the scenes that it is red hot. It is red hot throughout the world of baseball. I went to Arizona. I've been in Florida. I've been in spring training the entire time. I've talked to a million different guys. Who did I talk to this week? Oh, we had a great Rich Hill swung through, and I had a great conversation, sit down with him and Pedro Martinez. Who wouldn't want something like that? But there's a million other guys. I talked to Xander earlier this spring training. Just go to the Baseballs and Boring podcast. And there's plenty of good stuff. So we have that. So the Baseball Isn't Boring. Subscribe. I'm Rod Bradford. We have big things coming up, not only for Baseball Isn't Boring podcast, but the Baseball Isn't Boring show. Every single time we're on, we have big things. It's easy. It's the easiest show, I think, to do in my lifetime. It has always been that way. There's not even a question. So the thing is that we just turn on the mics and we talk about the great game of baseball. And as we have guests, we talk to people, whatever it is, it's easy. You've heard it by now. It's easy. There's no Google Doc. There's no spreadsheet. There's nothing. I know what that is in top of mind. I know what you want to talk about. I know what's important. I know what's entertaining. So let's just roll it out. I'm at JetBlue Park right now. I'm staring at an empty field. I am not in the Dominican Republic, but there's plenty to talk to about. For instance, what do? I go to the backfields, wait for the show, do a little show prep. Chris Martin's supposed to throw his live BP. What happens? Well, he throws two warm-up pitches and he comes off. He goes to the clubhouse. Get to the bottom of it. Well, it turns out a little bit of a sore groin, precautionary. But still, if you aren't throwing by now, that means most likely it's going to be tough. If you're nursing a sore groin and you can't get through a live BP session, then you're probably not going to be ready for opening day. So that's what we have. That's what I got for you. Just moments ago, breaking from the backfield here at Fenway South, which they're also having the Fenway South Beer Fest on the other side of the stadium. There's all kinds of stuff going on, and we haven't even mentioned the place that I'm not at, the baseball park that I'm not at. That's in the Dominican Republic, where there's all kind of buzz going on. The Red Sox are playing the Rays. We know that. And today, excuse me, we have the big announcement, Brian Bayo's press conference, we believe, going to announce the contract extension, which obviously we'll talk about coming up. Excuse me. So we got all kinds of stuff coming up, including we talked about the Dominican Republic. Will Fleming, one of the voices of the Red Sox broadcast, one of the voices of Red Sox at Sox Booth, Will Fleming is in the Dominican Republic. So I can't think of a better person, excuse me, to help set the scene than the great Will Fleming. He's going to call in a little bit later. We'll also, we think, have the Kenley Jansen come up. If he can find where the broadcast booth is, he has agreed to come up to be with us. And then to punctuate everything, oh my goodness, we talk about podcasts. We have the Baseballs and Boring podcast. But our sister podcast, the official podcast of WEI and the Red Sox, that's Play Tessie. The Play Tessie guys are going to be joining us from 1 to 3 because they are the heart and soul. They are the beating heart of the fandom out there when it comes to being frustrated, wanting to vent, all of that stuff. They are the people you want to listen to. They are the ones you're going to want to commiserate. So Gordo and Sammy, they'll be joining us as well. So there's a ton of stuff coming up. We just named a lot of it, but I just want to start here. When you talk about a contract extension, let's talk about this, right? So the Red Sox vibe has, I don't know if you know this, it hasn't been a good one so far. It just hasn't. It is one of these things where, yeah, okay, you get Theo, that's good, but you didn't get Jordan Montgomery. Yeah, okay, you're optimistic about how things are going in camp, but there's Lucas Giolito's elbow issue. Chris Sale's pitching really well with Atlanta, it's only spring training, but at the same time, Vaughn Grissom hasn't even played in a game, nursing a sore groin. Yeah, okay, Kenley Jansen's coming back, and he's throwing his live BPs, but as we said, Chris Martin, that's not really working out. Okay, Chris, you made a contract extension offer to Tristan Cassis, but when the call came in, he says, yeah, I'm good. Finally, though, you'll take any good news that you can if you're a Boston Red Sox fan. That is a fact. That is what we know. And what we know is that the good news this week, undeniably, the good news that came out, was it yesterday? I guess yesterday, the day before, that Brian Bayo had agreed to or signed a contract extension with the Boston Red Sox. And that announcement, that press conference, that's going to be going on down in the Dominican Republic. There's a lot of different ways to look at this. I think the universal way to look at it, I think a lot of people are excited for it, right? People just want some good news. They just want to be happy. They just want to say, we're doing something. We're doing something. Anything. So they're doing something, and they got somebody actually to agree to a contract extension. This is what we know. We know that the Red Sox, that they need to start this going down this road. They know that good organizations, this is how this is built. This is how it was built back when Theo was running it, right? You had, go back to Josh Beckett, 2006. You know that story. And if you don't, gather around and let me tell you about it. 2006, the guy is going to be a free agent after 2007. He's in his first year with the Red Sox, and 2006, about July, he has like a 5 ERA. Terry Francona walks out to him during BP in Tampa and said, hey, you be interested in talking about a contract extension? And Beckett was like, holy crap, yeah, of course. I got a 5 ERA. My MRI isn't great. Sure, I'll talk contract extension. Boom, boom, boom. Next thing you know, he signs it. Boom, boom, boom. Next thing you know, the next year, he finishes second in Cy Young, going into an offseason, which he would have been a free agent, which he would have cost a ton of money, but he's got this contract extension. They saved themselves. I think I figured it out one time. Back then, this is back in 2007, they saved themselves at least $60 million by doing that. They hit the sweet spot with Josh Beckett. They did it with Dustin Pedroia. They did it with John Lester. They did it with Clay Buchholz. They did it with Kevin Youkilis. But since then, they haven't had much luck. Let's be honest. You have Xander Bogaerts. You were able to sign that contract extension in 2019. Remember, it was announced. I think it was the second series in Oakland that he had signed the contract extension. But the problem with that was that there was opt-outs. He was supposed to run through, that contract was supposed to run through 2025. I don't know if you know that, this, but Xander Bogaerts did not play for the Boston Red Sox anymore. He didn't play for him last year either.
Wait, he's really? How come I hadn't noticed that?
I mean, I know that Joe said, was ready to say, hey, he signed through 2025. He must be the shortstop. Let's go. No, Joe, there's a thing called an opt-out. I don't know if you know that, but he had the opt-out. He took the opt-out. So I'm not even going to lump in Xander with sort of the extension, these guys with extensions. And then you have Rafi Devers. But the difference with Rafi Devers is that you got so deep into his contract status that you were painted into a corner. It's like the whole idea of doing these contracts with these young guys is to basically save money for the team and take advantage of, I want to say, their insecurities or their quest for security, whatever it is. But that when you get to Rafi Devers at the end of the day, when he agrees to that deal, when it's over $300 million, okay. I mean, at that point, a lot of people thought that's what you're going to have to pay for him in free agency anyway. But you tried before, but you weren't able to get it done. Just like you weren't able to get it done when it came to Mookie Betts. Mookie Betts is the perfect example of how dangerous this can be if you do not do these extensions. Mookie Betts told me, I remember it to this day, he told me, he said, listen, the toughest one to turn down, the toughest offer to turn down was that first one. That first offer, because I had never seen that much money. And his mother told him, no, you got to hold out. You got to wait. I know you're blown away by this dollar figure, but you got to go. You got to hold out, see if they come in with a better offer. Well, they didn't come in with a good enough offer. And as it got deeper and deeper and deeper into his contract status, then all of a sudden, what happened? I don't know if you know this, Joe. Mookie Betts also doesn't play for the Boston Red Sox.
Oh, come on.
I know.
I have my Betts jersey ready to go.
I am the bearer of, you know what? You go through Fenway, most people are still wearing Betts jerseys. And so you do not sign that deal with Mookie Betts. You get to the point where you have one more year. You feel like you're not going to get a deal done. You don't want to go to the almost $400 million that he wants, and you have to trade him. So it comes back to what they did with Brian Baio. So Brian Baio, good for, I never begrudge the player or the team when it comes to these deals. I can look at this deal and I can certainly say, oh, it's a team-friendly deal. I can do that, sure. I mean, there's the team option. The last year, I believe, is his second, would be his second free agent year. It's a team option for $21 million. That's what maxed out at. But he'll still be young enough to get another contract. It's a good deal for the team. And a lot of people I talked to in baseball is like, well, you know, Brian Baio, he could have actually like turned this down. And if he believed he was going to be an ace, then run it out. But at the same time, I never begrudge these guys, because think about it, $55 million in the bank, for a 24-year-old. How can you say that? Oh, how dare you? No, you got $55 million in the bank. If you overperform, you're still going to be young enough to be a free agent and get even more money than that. I don't have a problem with that. And the team, yeah, okay, you got a good deal. Now, here's the problem I have a lot of times, and this is going to come up with the Tristan Casas. We're going to play Tristan Casas' sound in a little bit, talking about his status of his contract situation. Tristan Casas, I believe, is a guy who's probably going to dig in. I think he'll dig in more, certainly, than Abeyo will. And we've seen guys dig in before. It's also a position player. It's less volatile when it comes to injuries. I think Casas is going to dig in. So where do the Red Sox go from here? So, as we said, there's a lot to talk about. We're hoping Kenley comes up to the booth. We get the play testing guys coming on at 1. We have Will Fleming calling in from the Dominican Republic coming up. We have all this stuff, and we have even more contract talk to be had. And, once again, if you want to call in to 617-779-7937 just to say, hey, like we last time we had a show, we were asking, are you seduced by the Red Sox? Well, the seduction might have been tempered a little bit. Because we didn't have the Lucas Giolito news then, I don't think. But maybe you're still seduced. There you go. Baseball isn't boring after hours. We got all that coming up. And once again, we are sponsored by the great people at McFarland Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on at McFarlandEnergy.com. When we're excited about baseball, Joe Braveman, what do we say?
McFarland.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Let's go, Joe. How you feel, Joe? Good?
I feel fantastic, Bradford. I don't know about you.
Yeah, okay. Can I tell you, I would imagine that I was, like I said, I was running, I was chasing around Chris Martin this morning, and so I didn't get a chance to basically get anything to talk about the Dynasty, the documentary. I haven't got a chance to hear any of that, but I did watch the Dynasty. Here's my take, Joe, real quick, about that Apple Plus production.
Yeah, what you got?
Holy mackerel! Someone's got something against Bill Belichick. Oh my goodness, they got something against Bill Belichick.
Yeah, we talked about it this morning. Myself, Kenneth Curse. It's hard not to see a lot of hands on that piece.
And by the way, all of it was taped. There's a lot to pick through. All of it was taped a long time ago. So you know that this was coming one way or the other. I don't want to get into that. I want to talk about the great game of baseball.
Yeah, let's get something more positive.
Let's go. Let's go. All right, let's go to Jeff in Watertown. Let's go to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Jeff in Watertown. Let's go.
Hey, McFarland here.
Oh, you're a little rusty with your McFarland, Jeff. A little rusty, but that's okay. It's a long season.
It's a measure of how enthusiastic I am about the team. But how come you're not in the Dominican Republic? I thought you had, like, dual citizenship. I thought, you know, you were, like, the mayor.
I only go there for charity golf tournaments. honestly, Jeff, and I'm glad that Will's there. I'm glad that everybody else is there. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I'm kind of glad, I'm more glad, happier, so to speak, that I've got a few days here just of just cruising with whatever's going on.
I can understand
here.
That.
Yeah.
So. I can understand that. You were in Arizona and everything else. Well, you know, it's funny. We think a lot alike over the years. But I had the same reaction with Bello. The first thing I thought of was Josh Beckett. And my first reaction was, well, he must not be thinking too much about his – must not be feeling too good about himself. You know, $55 million to me was cheap. I mean, and again, it's $55 million in the real
world.
Well,
that's
why,
Jeff, that's why
like,
we never begrudge the player, right? And I said that to somebody.
Of course.
And it might have been Julian McWilliams who's sitting right here waiting to go on. But I said, hey, listen, you know, this is definitely a team-friendly deal, but how can you turn – he said, you know, how can you turn down $55 million if you're 24, y'all, and I can't argue that. So,
and the thing is, like, I still don't know what he is as a pitcher. You know, and I trust people, and I listen to Pedro, and I know, you know, he's very high on him. But like, I remember Pedro as a young player in Montreal, and you know, he had electric stuff, and I knew that there was a chance. You know, I don't see that with Bello, but. But he's good, you know. I mean, I just, you know, I don't know what he is. So
it's fair.
But it's you know. And then, you know, but you're right about Casas. You know, I mean, they're gonna have to start with twice that for Casas. And I just worry that once again that it's gonna be this case of like, well, you know, we got you know Bello done, and you know we couldn't get you know. I just hope it's not gonna be a case where like they spent a little on Bello to you know kind of. Say they did something, and then they're going to use that as an excuse not to sign Acosta.
No, we'll play the sound when I ask Casas about it right after the Bayo stuff came out, Jeff. But I think it's two different things. It really well. First of all, position player versus pitcher.
Well, absolutely,
you know,
yeah.
The pitcher is probably a little bit more insecure about everything. Different personalities. Casas is definitely a guy who's probably going to dig in. Feels like he's very confident in himself. But after that, Jeff, and we're going to talk about this. After that, like, who are the there's not a lot of logical guys. This isn't the Baltimore Orioles, you know. This isn't like the Dodgers, you know. So this is you don't have these logical guys. In other words, even if you wanted to do what you did with Jackson Churio or other guys, Colt Keith in Detroit, where you give a guy an extension before they play a game. Who are you doing that here? Nobody.
We don't have anybody. Yeah.
No, and that's not a slight on them, but
scary.
That's just the reality. Yeah. So, all right, Jeff, always good to hear from you. Yeah, always good to hear from you, man. All right, we'll talk more, Jeff. All right, let's go to Caden in Harwich. What's going on, Caden? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Awesome.
If you remember me from last week,
I mean, how could I forget you? You're part. Listen.
Yeah.
First of all. Okay, Caden. First of all, I'll never forget. You're part of the family now. All right. You've called in multiple times, and also, if you're part of the family, and I do know that you like baseball. So when you like baseball, what do you say?
I say what I have to say this week is I remember.
No. Okay, Joe. Can you educate young Caden?
I believe it's a word known as Mech. Farland. You got to say that as loud as you can.
See, scream McFarland for me, Caden.
McFarland!
There you go.
Love it.
You're in Harwich. You're on the Cape. They dominated the Cape. So all right. That's the springboard. Doesn't that feel better? Doesn't that feel good? So now what do you got for me? What do you got for me? What's going on?
I got to say, all in all, I didn't really get to say this last week, but really, I am impressed in what we did and signing a lot of guys on our roster and clearing up some cap space. I just was not happy that we didn't get any of the big names, but signing Bayo, is really good. I like that. We got him for 5 years, 50-something million. Awesome. Giolito getting hurt, not good, but what can you do? Injuries happen. So my question to you is, do Montgomery and Snell look a little more attractive? Do we want to ask them out to prom? Or do we want to reach into our farm system and bring up maybe some underdeveloped guys? It just really depends on what is our outlook this season. Are we trying to win, or are we trying to develop our team? And that's what I want to know.
Let me start with the second part, Caden. Who are you going to bring up? Like, I don't know who you're talking about.
That's like the question. I don't really know.
There is nobody. This isn't like a year, right. Say 2 years ago or a year and a half ago. and Brian Bello's like on the cusp, but you want him to get more time. This isn't like this. Like mm-hmm. there isn't that guy. So it's so I'm going to answer that question first. No, there's nobody to bring up. And then I'll answer the Montgomery Snow question. Gaden, they're asking for too much. They're asking for too much. They're still asking for too much because they're digging in. At this point, Scott Boras is digging in on these guys. And this only focus on Montgomery because Snell comes with a draft pick. I don't think they're going to sign him. But Montgomery still is asking for too much. And I'm going to be honest with you, Gaden. Like, I don't begrudge the Red Sox for if they're asking for, like John Heyman said, 7 years, you know, whether even five. Like, you have to understand, Jordan Montgomery is a good fit for this team. He's a good pitcher. He would be great to have on this team. But at the same time, he's probably a number three guy. You don't want to blow your budget because of a guy that, who is a number three starter who is a good fit for the team when you might actually be eyeing someone else and you might have some people here who you feel really good about. I'm not saying don't sign Jordan Montgomery. I'm just saying don't go overboard. It just because you have Lucas Giolito hurt. Don't do that. That's a reactionary thing. That's what Scott Boras wants you to do. I hope I answered your question, Kate.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't even say it's a reactionary thing because I said this last week before Giolito got hurt. And to be honest, I don't really know our farm system for the pitchers either. That's why I'm saying, why not sign one of these guys if we want to win the championship, if we want to actually go deep into the playoffs and win some games? Because right now, our pitching is a little shorthanded. We don't know if Howe can go late into games. We don't know how Crawford's going to be this season. We don't know if Whitlock's going to be on the either side, if he can go deep into games too. We want a guy who can give us innings consistently as pitchers and bring us into the game. And right now we just don't have that. And the season's coming up in a couple of weeks. So what are we going to do? Are we going to go out shorthanded or are we going to sign somebody? And these are the only two guys on the market.
Jaden, you hit the nail on the head. The nail on the head that you're right. What are you going to do? And thanks for the call, Kaden. You hit the nail on the head. Like, hey, if you want this, what are we going to do? Why you figure out these other guys? I've said this a million times. Just in the same breath that I say don't overpay for Jordan Montgomery, I also say he can be really, really important because all these things, all these maybes, you don't know. And you need someone you have a pretty good idea. And that was supposed to be Lucas Giolito to a certain extent. Well, you got to find somebody else because we don't know who's going to step up. We can't say Nick Pivetta. We can't say Brian Bailey. We can't say Tanner Houck. We can't say Garrett Whitlock. We can't say Josh Winkowski. We can't say Cutter Crawford. We can't say any of that. So find someone that you kind of know what you have. And right now they don't have that. Julian McWilliams, come over here. Swing the chair over there. I'm on fire. You can tell. Julian McWilliams of the Boston Globe. We're the only two people that have the instincts keen enough to not go to the Dominican Republic, to stay behind for Chris Martin's, what's supposed to be his live BP session. And as we said before, we were both out there. All of a sudden, basically, let's be honest. We were chasing baseballs, Julian. And all of a sudden, we hear Kenley Jansen say, "Why is everyone leaving?
What happened? Yo! Tyler O'Neill, what happened? Hey, what happened?"
That was a pretty good reenactment. That was pretty good. But then we have to, then we're like, well, that's a logical reason why Kenley's yelling this is because he had thrown two warm-up pitches, Chris Martin did, and then everybody walked out. It was like, everybody was like the sad trombone because everybody had gone out there because they're good teammates. He's a veteran guy. When someone does this, you show support.
It's eyewash, by the way. Okay. A lot of these guys probably don't even like doing it. It's annoying for me to watch sometimes. So what are we? You're walking out there barefoot, Nick Pivetta, for what? Just put on some shoes.
Julie Mc.
That was Adam Ottavino's thing. Stop this, please. Enough earthing.
Julian McWilliams is spicy this morning. So anyway, I do want to get into, we have Julian here, and he's one of the cavalcade of stars that are coming through here. We hope that Kenley Jansen, what do you think the odds of Kenley coming up here and finding his way up here?
Well, you're on till 3. He'll be here at 3:10.
Exactly. But we'll take our chances. We like, you never know until you try. That's it. All right. So I want to ask Julian McWilliams. I see everybody lined up. So I'm going to ask you. I'm going to ask Julian McWilliams a bunch of questions after the break. I'm going to give him a flurry of questions to give his take. But first, I want to cruise through these calls before we get to the break. So Julian, just sit tight. All right.
You all right? Yep. I'm hanging out.
All right. I'll pass on whatever question they have, and maybe you can answer it. All right. Wally in Fall River. What's going on, Wally? Wally, you there?
Wally? That was just some hold music that we were on. So
okay.
We could have jammed out, but no.
Oh, Wally's not there. All right. That's okay. John in Framingham. Is John there?
McFarland!
That's what I'm talking about. See? Doesn't it make you feel good? It makes you feel good. Come on, let's go.
That's about the only thing coming out of Fort Myers. But let me tell you, baseball isn't boring, but this Red Sox pitching staff is. And let me tell you, I don't understand. Nobody on the pitching staff has proven anything except Kenley Jansen, and unfortunately he's walking around with a suitcase because he's not going to be here. Now, they signed Bale for 5 years, which is great for cost-cutting, but he couldn't go anywhere for 5 years. So help me out here. Is the pitching staff boring?
Is the pitching staff boring? Well, yes. I would honestly say this. It would be less boring if Jordan Montgomery was here. And I don't think Jordan Montgomery is like an overly exciting guy, but just the idea.
No, but he's a result. He's really never been hit. He's got a great ERA as a starter. Definitely a major help. Definitely. Yes.
Yeah, he's a major help.
Not good.
I think, though, let's not get twisted, though, John, is that Jordan Montgomery is a good pitcher to have. But his team win-loss – even last year when he was really good, was under 500. So I think that why he is a very good pitcher to have, the reality, too, is everybody loves the idea of him without looking up a lot of the stats. Like, John, I think –
he doesn't get hit. He doesn't get hit as a starter. Look at his starting numbers.
I'm not devaluing him. You're not going to take me down that road. But my point is –
He's better than Criswell, true? I understand the finances.
Probably better than Criswell. Yeah.
And again, Bayo's here for 5 years, so what are we celebrating? He can't go anywhere.
I mean,
right? Am I right or wrong?
Listen, John, when I go out to one of these Fort Myer eateries and you hit the sweet spot, you realize
hold on a second, John. When you hit the sweet spot
and you show up 10 minutes before happy hour ends. And you're like, oh, my goodness, this drink that I'm ordering, now I get two of them. You take whatever you can, right? It's the little things
right,
in life.
Right. Yes, sure. It's a piece of a puzzle. But he wasn't going anywhere, Rob, for 5 years. He's not a free agent for 5 years.
I know, but everybody's happy.
Thank you.
Can everybody be happy? Can everybody?
Who on the pitching staff, Rob, has proven anything in the big league?
John, I just said this.
Answer the question.
Answer me, please. John, I just said this. I literally just said this. I said this is the importance of having that guy like Jordan Montgomery is because you have to – why you figure out who actually isn't a maybe, isn't a might be, you have to have the certainty, and they don't have that. So, yes, we are saying the same things, John. We are saying the same things.
We agree to agree.
I appreciate it. All right, we'll talk to you next week. All right, John in Framingham. All right, we're going to have – I want Julian McWilliams' thoughts. I'm just going to let him vent. I'm just going to let him rant. He's already ranted on people walking around barefoot, all of that. I'm just going to let him just rant after the break. And like we said, we hope that Kenley Jansen's going to be coming up at some point. We hope that Will Fleming calls in from the Dominican to set the scene there. And we got the playtesting guys, Gordo and Sammy, going to be joining us for the last couple hours. A lot of passion, a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of hot takes, a lot of education. It's really the only place that you want to be the entirety of the afternoon. You're welcome. Hey, you're welcome, everybody. You're welcome. All right, be back after this. All right, let's go. Baseball's boring. spot to find people in Florida. Baseball's Important Podcast. You want to check it out every single day. Every single day. I know one person who does. He says, hey, it's 7 o'clock in the morning. Is it up yet? I said, yeah. Good thing you subscribe. Just hit the button and you'll play. Oh, it's such a great interview. Thank you. I've never had someone sit down and get Xander Bogaert to talk that honestly before. Oh my goodness, your podcast is so good. That person who I just paraphrased or just quoted directly was Julian McWilliams of the Boston Globe. Hi, Julian.
How you doing? I'm great. How are you doing?
Great. I heard you ever try to get in the podcast world? You'd be good at it.
Listen. There's been a couple, uphill battles. Some bumps in the road here, but eventually, we'll get there. Like Miley Cyrus said, it's about the climb. It's the climb. So we'll see what happens.
This is the second time in the history of the show that Miley Cyrus has been quoted.
When was the first time?
I don't even remember.
Okay.
But you did host. You hosted once when I was on a cruise.
I did. While you were just in a lap of luxury. You and Jen and the kid. I don't even know if the kids.
No,
were
the
there,
kids but, were not there.
All right,
definitely
so
not there.
The kids weren't there. All right. So. So I had a lot of Edwin Jackson on, last minute kind of thing because Tommy Pham, the thing fell through. I actually read the text wrong. I thought he said he could join and ended up saying he couldn't. So then I'm like, hey, Edwin, I need you to do this for me. He's like, I got you, bro. And it was a very, very good interview.
All right. So when you have someone like Edwin Jackson on a podcast, just two guys sitting around, it's like this show. It's Yeah, sure. It's technically on the radio or streaming on your Odyssey app. But it's just some guys sitting around talking the great game of baseball, Julian. That's
always,
all it is.
Always. And, a lot of those guys have stories, man. 17-year career, 14 teams. I mean.
Yeah. Why are we going to do the collab with Rich Hill?
You should. We definitely should. And I think that would be a very much – that would be two guys just from two different parts of the world. But sort of the same in some sense. They just love life.
They do. They're good guys. Well, speaking of loving life, there's nobody who loves life more than Julian McWilliams, who sauntered in here, as we said before. We were the only two reporters here on the backfield.
Only two. Everybody else wants to.
I just want to thank our organization for sending us to a place where the action's happening.
Absolutely.
While all the eyewash is going on. We do. I should say this. Will Fleming, because we're the broadcast rights holders. I don't know if you know, but we're the broadcast rights holders. So Will Fleming will be holding down the fort in the broadcast and bringing his, I think it's tonight, right? I don't even know.
Yeah.
Tonight. Big game tonight. Yeah. So my wife just said Kenley's heading up.
So, oh, yeah, look at that.
Yeah. So there you go.
Wow.
So you might have to step aside.
All right, I will.
No, don't worry. Have to step aside. It's all good.
I'll step aside. It's all right.
No. Bring over a chair open so you can be in the conversation. Look, it's like, look at him. Look at him. All right. All right. We're on the air. So pull up a chair, Kenley. Pull up a chair. You all right? You excited to be here? Come on, let's go. The great Kenley Jansen, friend of the program. All right. Give him the mic, Julian. All right. So... the Kenley Jansen, who's been on the Baseballs and Boring podcast multiple times, and now you're on the radio. You're on live radio, so don't swear, don't cuss, okay? You look great. I was going to wear the exact same thing today. Hold up the mic right to
you. You don't have that swag that I hope.
This guy, Julia.
You see my shades, bro?
Huh?
I lost my shades somewhere around there.
Probably I had it on,
Oh, man, some Dolce shades, bro.
Yeah. All right.
So, anyway. Thanks for coming up. It's not easy getting up here, huh?
No, it's not easy. Definitely not easy, especially after you got done, working a lot and you have to climb those stairs. So, yeah, it's definitely not easy.
Nobody, I don't think I've ever seen a person work harder, at least from what we see. And Julian, you can attest to this. Like, we watch, you work hard, man, out there. I'm not just saying that because you're sitting here and you came up the stairs, but you work hard. So, congratulations. I'm here to build you up.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to do what you got to do, right? So you got to try to be in shape. And, every year, the league is keep getting younger. And, I'm getting older. And, you got to take care of yourself. And, especially coming and pitching in the ninth inning. Every year, guys try to, compete against you and try to have better bats. So, you know, you got to stay on top.
How do you feel? So this is, let's get that out of the way. So you threw your live BP the other day. You're building up.
Yeah.
But how did you come off of that? How do you feel? You feel ready to go? I mean, you feel like you're trending toward being ready for opening day.
It's getting better, you know. That's why I kind of like push myself back a little bit, start the 15 now instead of 12, because I want to throw another live BP. That first one, I wasn't satisfied with it, you know. And you know, great results, but you know, still like I gotta get my cutter in the best shape I can get, and when my arm slot is more consistent to where I want it to be, and then I feel great about it.
What does satisfaction look like to you on live batting practice? Are you do mention your cutter, but beyond just the cutter, what is
just
it?
Just be on top of it more often, be on top and get the good extension, and I feel like I didn't have that the first live. I mean, I get it, you know, I was shut down for 3 weeks, and 2 weeks before I showed to camp, and 1 week after I got to camp. So, you know, you got to build back up, you know, and that's where I'm at right now.
But you're a person who knows his routine, right? You know,
I know what I got to do to get ready, and I'm going to be honest in a situation like that. I'm not going to be like, okay, yeah, good, let's get in the game, and that's when you're going to create bad habits. You better go in the backfield and get your stuff ready and get your stuff right. And when you get in the game, it will be better.
All right. So we did a podcast earlier this spring. You were excellent as always. You're in the Hall of Fame, the Baseballs and Boring Hall of Fame. Congratulations, RA. You're going to be in the regular Hall of Fame. We're going to get you there. But you have to do a few more podcasts in order to – everyone knows this. You have to do podcasts to get in the Hall of Fame. So we did one, as I said to you when we sat down.
A couple more years.
Yeah, well, that's you know what that means? That means a whole lot more podcasts. Let's go. But I always enjoy talking with you, and I've said this to you before, because you're honest, man. Like, you're honest. And you're honest, you're respectful, and you have the right approach. You have the right goal. Your goal is to get the final out of the World Series. That's your goal. Your goal is to get 800 saves. Your goal is to get in the Hall of Fame. Like, but your goal is also to be a good teammate. And so you do all of that. But at the same time, this has been undeniably a stranger spring training for you, not only because of the physical stuff or getting a slow start. We talked about this. It was because of trade rumors. You said on the podcast, I said, you know, 2 weeks before you came here, what's the odds you thought it would be that you come down and you like 60-40, then it became 50-50 on getting on the plane for Fort Myers. But you're here. You've been here. Has it gotten, as spring training has gone on, has the weirdness settled down, or is it still weird because, again, you hear trade rumors or whatever?
I mean, as a person, you just got to shut it down, right? So, like I say, in the beginning, I came here for one thing, is try to win ball games and try to compete to win for a title. This year, we had a different approach, and, you know, I'm still here. So, I gotta focus here, man. I got to focus here. Focus what I have in front of me, and also you gotta show my teammates respect, right? So you know, they're out there competing, and I want them to compete, you know. I want those young guys to come out and prove themselves that they belong here in the big leagues. They belong to compete and try to win a division. Even though this is a tough division, but We gotta build that mindset to the young guys. And I think 2 days ago I was kind of thinking about like how many people play in the playoffs on this team, and not a lot. I think
not a lot. Not a lot.
I have the most experience, and then after that is Martin and Story, I believe. So
yeah, Devers is
Devers also.
But not and Kenley. This is the thing: is that when. So you said what you said. When Devers said what he said, he got up there and he's like, you know, we need to add. Here's the thing. I'm sure guys feel that way, right? Uh-huh. But at the same time, there's not a lot of guys who can say that because to your point, there's not a lot of experience.
No, it's not. That's why I'm at the point that I'm here, and we got to have that mindset to get that mindset to the younger guys, you know, pass that along for them. And what it is to play in the postseason, let's figure it out together. You know, I know how it is. You know, I know it's a totally different ball game, but how it is. But the way it's going to be is come every day, expect to win. Even though we're going to have, we might have some, you know, tough stretch, but we can't feel sorry for ourselves. We can't give up on ourselves and look down and understand that we're a young team, and we can feel like teams can come and punch us around like that. So we just got to go out there and compete, and start this era, of these new kids, you know, prove themselves that they belong here and they can compete for a division.
See, that's why you're a leader. There you go. You get me fired up. Like, come on.
But can you, like, is do you have a memory of teams, or that might be an unfair question, but can you compete and be this young and still make a playoff push? Be this young and still make a playoff push, you think?
I think it's going to be a decision at the end if we're doing good, of what can they do down the line, you know?
So we go back to the deadline.
Year. We'll see it happen last year. We was half in the game behind.
Yeah,
you know, the second place of wild card, and nothing happened, and you know, you could see how things, you know, guys got hurt and things switch, you know, quick. So I think it's just creating that depth. I think, you know, definitely you're gonna have to have some depth going down the stretch, knowing this is a long season, and they know what they need for this team to be better, you know. So
that's exactly what Dever said, right? I mean, when you heard Dever say that, this is my point, Kenley, is that Devers can say that, you can say that, and it needs to be said. It needs to be said from the player's perspective.
Yeah, I mean, of course, I'm definitely gonna be honest about it. So, but you know, I'm here to do my job. You know, I'm here to help those other guys who's coming, you know, the eight guys coming in there to prepare to have the best bullpen in the league. That should be our goal. That should be our mindset, and go out there and compete. And like I say, you know, they know and we know, like I know. So at this point in my career, man, I'm trying to compete for rings, and you know, it's not a lot of time left here on my clock. So, you know, winning a championship in 2020 was great, but I didn't experience that parade. So, you know, you're chasing that greatness. You're chasing that, you know, good thing of, you know, how it felt, you know, when we lost against Boston, when we lost against Houston in 17 and 18, you know, I went to World Series 3 times, and it's not a better feeling than that. So I think that's, you know, these guys need to get to know how it feels to be in the playoffs and how it feels to be in the World Series and win a World Series. So if we come to the mindset that every game matters and every game we're going to, you know, expect to win and compete for winning, I think we're going to be good instead of worry about other stuff. I think as a young team, we understand that guys going to have options, and what I'm encouraging these guys is you can't control things. What you can control, you can control a certain thing, you can control what you can do on that field. So as long as you're gonna have options, you know, it is what it is. But if we're gonna worry on stuff like that, we're in trouble. If we gonna worry of how we're gonna put this team in a great spot to compete to try to win a division and not worry about, you know, me getting traded or guys worry about getting sent down and this and that and playing, like, worry about my numbers not good. Like, we got to do what we got to do and help this team, you know, that day to win a ball game. And if our mindset is more on how we can move this runner over, or, you know, how I can focus on pitch after pitch, you know, every pitch have a purpose, I think we should be exhausted when the season is over because we're focusing on the good things.
Kenny, you're a basketball guy.
Yeah.
I remember watching a clip in Richard Jefferson. He was talking about getting to the playoffs, and excuse me, not the playoffs, but the finals, mm-hmm. and how he got to the finals as a rookie, or I don't know, a second year player, or whatever, with Jason Kidd and then the Nets when they were in New Jersey. But then he didn't get to the finals again until 2014 or 15 or 16, 16 with LeBron.
16.
And so he was saying how much he didn't understand as a younger guy yeah. how hard it was to get to that point. Have you gained any more perspective on that since you've been here?
It is hard. It is hard to make playoffs. I'm luckily when 10 years in a row in the playoffs, 9 with the Dodgers and 1 with the Braves. But it is hard to get to the playoffs, and I don't want these young guys to just take this as a granted and take it for granted and, you know, oh, I'm in the big leagues. Just no, like, it is special to play in October. And I could tell you, like, playing against the Red Sox in 2018, man, that crowd, I'm telling you, it's unbelievable playing in Fenway in the World Series. That was one of my best experience. We didn't win it, you know, as the Dodgers, but that was the best experience that I experienced game one and game two. I mean, mm-hmm. that atmosphere in Fenway, you know, that's, I was looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. You know, when they say year two, we're really going to compete for a title. So I was looking for it, man. Like, it's the best place to play. I'm telling you, even that we came in the last place last year, the atmosphere, the fans, I don't want people to take this for granted. It's the best place to play. I play in three different spots, and Boston is up there.
Well, Kenny, I appreciate your time. Yeah. It always. You're one of the best. Thank Maybe you. The best. I don't know. One of the best. But yeah, man, thanks so much. I could talk to you for hours upon hours upon hours, yeah. but we got all spring training and the rest of your career to do that. So.
All right.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. All right. The great Kenley Jansen. All right. We're running late. We'll be back right after this.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.